About 227 tonnes of clothing and textiles, that's 10 kilos per person, are discarded in Australia each year, most ending up in landfill. Through creative workshops and education, though, Zenzi Grace inspires people to reimagine unwanted fabrics, from clothing and curtains to tablecloths and fabric bags, transferring them into one-of-a-kind wearable art. Eleanor Godley asked her, with so much fabric wasted every year, does she truly believe she can make a difference?
I do, or I wouldn't be doing it. I have a great passion for it. I believe it just takes a bit of education and some then showing people ways to do it, also showing them how much, like right in their face, there literally is. And then I think then through educational talks, getting creative, then there can be a behavioural change.
You hear this a lot. Oh, but I can't sew. I couldn't design anything. Like I imagine you get people like that coming to your workshops, do you?
Yes, I do. And we have an amazing sewing station in the day part of the event with 10 sewing machines. And we have mentors that are there and people that are helping you sew and teaching. We have so many people that have never sewn before ending up on the sewing machine and then they can't get off.
And what inspired you to begin these workshops and these transformations of clothing?
What inspired me was at the very beginning, I was a designer. I went to East Sydney Design School and then I worked for Flamingo Park, Jenny Key. I was fortunate enough, that was my very first job. And we had to go around to stores like Vinnie's and collect little pieces of vintage lace tablecloths, tea towels and that. And then they were transformed into these amazing garments, which are iconic to this day. I then went into being at Adele Palmer with JAG Clothing as a coordinator and saw the big shift in the fashion industry and how much waste was happening off the cutting board tables, let alone behind a runway, a collection, let alone samples. And this is way before fast fashion. So I saw the amount of waste that happened just there. Then now I'm a manager of Vinnie's. We have textile waste that comes in and the amount of landfill that happens in the textile waste. So it shocked me to the core. My passion and purpose in life, I decided, wow, something has to be done about this. Absolutely shocking, and it's getting worse and worse. It all started with a little letter that I wrote to council. The Great Fashion Stitch Up happened, the event. So it happened last year and happened very successfully and is on again this year.
And so what happened? So you bring in all the fabric and that cannot be sold at Vinnie's. Is that correct?
Yes. So that's correct. So this year, there will be a month's worth of textile waste. So it's everything that cannot go on a rack and is not sellable. It is damaged, it's got holes, so forth. And this all ends up in landfill. And so I'm bringing a month's worth, and Rally Tip, which is also our local bringing in a month's worth, and it gets piled up like a mountain, so people get to see the actual devastation, the amount, and that's only a month in our own area, let alone Sydney or anywhere else. And then from that, the community creates in the park on the sewing station, creates outfits, which through the day, so I'm also trying to get the music industry on board, because there is also a lot of waste that happens at festivals, events, and through promoting a musician in Australia. So I do everything with about shopping bags and all that trickery like Cotton On does. It says, oh, buy this canvas bag, you'll feel worthy, you're doing something good for the environment. It's recyclable, but the thing is, it's not. You have to use that one bag 7,000 times for it to even have a footprint that is sustainable. One bag. And so you imagine every time you're buying clothing, they're telling you to buy this bag for $2. All these bags end up in landfill and they do still take 5 to 20 years to break down.
What is your big dream for the future of sustainable fashion?
I would like the government to change the law, like France has just done just recently. with stopping fast fashion online, especially the Chinese brands like Xi'an and Temu and all of those type of things. It's no longer allowed into France. And I would like that because that will change things drastically. And just more education about sustainability, using sustainable fabrics, getting back to what we did only just 40 years ago. Like we mended our jackets, we bought good quality fabric. And I know it's really hard. People say, oh yeah, but I can't afford that, but there are so many beautiful finds in op shop, in markets. So my first thing is I'd like to see that secondhand first. If you can't afford to buy sustainable clothing, secondhand first. Don't buy online. Don't buy fast fashion online. Steer clear of those type of companies like Xi'an and Temu and all everything, because it's just all made of plastics and chemicals. Just getting that education, that'd be my dream to see that.
Zenzi Grace from Bellingen with the great fashion stitch up there, talking with 2SER's Eleanor Godley about her event to tackle fabric waste. This is going to be in Bellingen on the 30th of August 2025.